sag ich schon mal für Achat, mich noch gebet, begein nach, und schrauben, lai moide, kochab, so achat, mich ein Benema, wenn lai mir rein, und mit Tamen es kochen, jib mir was kula an, weil ihr Masu, lai hem nefesh achat, mei etwa. And so too, if they were God, they told the number of women, give us up one of the women for us to rape, and if you don't do so, we're going to rape all of you. Better that you should allow the guy to rape all of them than to hand over one saw maize straw. As ein dochen nefesh mitnei nefesh. We don't push off one nefesh to save another nefesh. We can't hand over one woman, even though that would mean to save the rest of the women. And so too, if there are a number of people. And the guy said, give us up one of the people for us to kill. And if you don't do so, we're going to kill all of you. It is forbidden to hand over a person to be killed. Instead, you have to allow the goyim to kill all of them. Now, if the goyim specified a specific woman, they said, give us that specific woman for us to rape. In such a case, they would be allowed to hand over that woman rather than allow the goyim to rape all of them. And since the goyim specified a specific woman, they're allowed to hand her over to save the rest of them from being raped. Now, if there are a number of people that the goyim threatened, either give us such and such a person to be killed, and if not, we'll kill all of you. In such a case, some hold that even though the guy specified a specific person that they wanted handed over, you're not allowed to hand over that person, even though that means all of them will be killed instead. Unless that person that they specified was anyway chayiv misa. In such a case, you would be allowed to hand them over. While others hold, even if the person they specify was not chayiv misa, you're allowed to hand over that person in order to protect the rest of them from being killed. And since the guy specified a specific person, you're allowed to hand them over to save the rest of them from being killed. Sachar Trumah Paratat Mishnah Aleph Hazareah Trumah Shogeg. Somebody who mistakenly planted seeds of Trumah. And the din is when you plant seeds of Trumah, what grows from it also has a din of Trumah. And had he known it was Trumah, he wouldn't have planted it, as he doesn't want truma growing in his field. Because it didn't, yufach. He's allowed to turn over the seeds to get rid of the seeds so that he can go ahead and now plant regular seeds. And even though it's forbidden to cause a loss to truma, since he only planted the truma by mistake, the chacham will allow you to turn over the seeds, get rid of the seeds, and plant regular seeds. Umezid. Yikai. But if he deliberately planted seeds of truma, he knew it was truma, and he planted it anyway, in such a case, the Chachamim do not allow you to destroy the seeds. You have to allow the seeds to grow, and what grows from it will be Truma. And since he planted it deliberately, the Chachamim penalize him and do not allow him to turn over the seeds. In Mevi'a Shlish, Bein Shoygeg, Bein Mezid Yikai. But if the seeds of Truma had already sprouted and grown to a third of its full growth, in such a case, whether he planted it mistakenly or deliberately, he has to allow it to grow. He cannot get rid of it. And since it already grew to a third of its growth, if he gets rid of it, he will be causing a loss to Truma, which is forbidden. But if it had not yet grown to a third of its growth, if he planted it mistakenly, he would be allowed to get rid of it. Uva Pishton, Mezid Yufa. Somebody who planted flaxseed of Truma, even if he planted it deliberately, he has to go ahead and turn over the seeds and get rid of the seeds. Even though normally when you plant seeds of Truma deliberately, you have to allow it to grow. But flaxseed is an exception. And the Chacham were afraid, if you allow it to grow, you will think that it's only the seed that is forbidden as Truma. But the capsules do not have a din of Truma, and you will benefit from the capsule. And the main part of the flax is the capsule, not the seed. So since the Chacham were afraid that if you allow it to grow, you will benefit from the capsule, thinking that it does not have a din of Truma, the Chacham require you to go ahead and turn over the seeds to get rid of the seeds.